Hello, you made it to the last one. The food guru here again. So this next question, probably, I can't say it's the most controversial question that I'll answer since I've already been very controversial, I'm sure. I know these days people are not used to straight answers, are they? But this one I just have to answer. And the question is, can you wash off pesticides? This is one of my pet peeves, actually. I have to listen to people almost daily tell me, "Oh, I soak my conventional fruits and vegetables in vinegar and water, and I see all that disgusting dirt and chemicals wash away." I'm thinking to myself, if you saw me spray an apple with rat poison, would you care if I, washed it off a week later? And then handed it to you to eat? Would you then say to yourself, "Oh, this is delicious"? Well, guess what? They spray thousands of pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides on all commercial farmland here. And it even cross-contaminates organic food. And each pesticide is equivalent to twice the amount of poison that they put in rat poison. So, if you'd have a problem washing off rat poison before eating it, why do most people have no problem washing off something that has a million times more than rat poison? And they have no problem eating it after that. I tell you, this world makes no sense. But you see, that's pesticide propaganda at work. It has convinced the masses that you can wash off poison. Oh man, it's just so funny. No, when something's poison, you don't eat it. You don't wash it off and eat it. You avoid it. I tell you, it's not easy watching people poison themselves. And then when they get sick, they blame their genes and the environment. Pet peeve alert, pet peeve alert. But yes, you cannot wash off pesticides. It's literally in the fibers of the plant. If you were to scrub away all the fibers, you would scrub away the entire plant. Therefore, you might as well just not buy it. You might as well just not eat it. And it's certainly not on the surface of the skin. I mean, the skin of fruits and vegetables are just as porous as your skin. I mean, you know things can pass through your skin and enter your bloodstream, right? Well, I mean, it's the same thing with fruits and vegetables. It's not like the skin of fruits and vegetables is made of metal that nothing passes through like they want you to believe. No, it soaks it up. I mean, that's what organic matter does. It soaks. You have trillions of tiny cells in your body that are like nuclear powered sponges. It soaks up everything you eat, drink, inject, swallow, and even put on your skin. Everything soaks into your bloodstream. Everything. There's no such thing as it stays on the surface and you just wash it off a week later. And these days, did you know a lot of fruits and vegetables, most these days, are actually weeks and months old, but you wouldn't realize it by looking at them. Because now they contaminate them with gas. That's right. A terrible gas that extends the shelf life. And then they put this resin, petroleum-based wax over the fruits and vegetable skin so it looks shiny and inviting. And so it lasts longer on the shelf. The longer they extend the shelf life, the shorter they make your life. Huh, that's a great slogan. I think I should use that. So, yes, you cannot wash off pesticides. You cannot wash off thousands of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and you absolutely cannot wash off GMOs, okay? Come on, that's like at a cellular level. You're gonna scrub away cells? Come on. So, unfortunately, you cannot wash off poison. It would be great if you could. I mean, just remember, if that thought pops in your head that you can wash off pesticides, just think to yourself, okay, all right, the food guru said I can't wash off rat poison. Obviously, I know that one. So rat poison is the same as pesticides, but pesticides are like a million times worse than rat poison. Say that to yourself so you can reprogram your mind to not believe that pesticide propaganda that has been fed to you your entire life. Okay? You cannot wash off poison. Okay? No matter what anyone says, please don't waste your money and do not eat that. It's extremely toxic. It's poison. I mean, would you eat rat poison? No. So why would you eat insect poison? It's all poison. If you want truly clean food, the only way to experience truly clean food in this country, unfortunately, is not to buy certified organic food, because organic food is not as organic as it used to be. It's definitely not 100% pesticide free. And did you know the USDA even allows GMOs to contaminate the soil of organic farmland? That's right. So even the organic certification cannot guarantee that it's 100% contaminant free. But I know a source of food that you can go to right now that actually guarantees the only 100% certified clean food in the country. And it's at milbetix.com. That's MEALBETIX.com. Milbetix.com. I made this food for myself and my family, and I made it dirt cheap, cheaper than junk food. Okay? So if you love your junk food and you love your fast food, this is cheaper and it's faster and it's a million times healthier. Okay? You'll have no excuse, and I promise you it's delicious. It has a slight cinnamon taste to it. You just mix it in water and it replaces your meals. It has all your vitamins, minerals, probiotics, even collagen, more protein than a steak. Oh my gosh, I can't talk enough about it. And it's kind of private. I don't advertise anywhere, but now you know it exists, okay? Milbetix.com. But I hope to see you there. I hope to speak with you. And if you have more questions, just go to the website and send me an email. My email's right there, or you could text me. My phone number's right there. I'm here to help. I want people to discover food again, truly clean food that can actually heal the damage to their organs. We all live in this polluted world all around us. Pollution in the air, pollution in the water, in the soil. Did you know soil is more contaminated than even the ocean? And you know what they dump in the oceans, right? So yes, the fact that I found clean soil to grow clean food is nothing short of a miracle. This makes Milbetix the rarest food in the country, if not the world. And I want you to experience it today. Tell your friends and family about Milbetix, because I like to keep this cheap for all of us for as long as possible before they find out about it and contaminate it, like everything else they do. So this is the Food Guru signing off, and I hope to talk to you very soon. Thank you so much for taking the time to hear a different perspective. Even if you didn't agree with anything I said, I'm at least happy that you continued until the end and heard someone say something for once. That didn't sound like the same propaganda as everyone else. I'm here to help you as best I can. All right, I'll talk to you soon.